I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The pressure on Cape Town's water supply is easing a bit. Steep restrictions on how much water people can use have helped push back the day when the city says it might have to shut off its water supplies after years of drought. They call that day zero, a scary prospect that's now been averted, but there's still a water crisis, and people are having to find ways to cope with it. From our Livable Planet desk, Daniela Cheslow tells us about visiting a spring in the city that's become sort of an old-fashioned watering hole.
So you might think the water crisis here is over, but come to Newlands in Cape Town, a beautiful neighborhood with white houses, purple flowers spilling over the hedges in the shadow of Table Mountain, and you'll see a very different picture. I'm standing on a street. You're hearing the clatter of jugs where people are walking empty jugs to the spring. And they're filling up water here to supplement their 50-liter-a-day restrictions.
It's just good water to drink.
That's Sabina Heckscher. When she and her husband Nils started coming to this spring years ago, it was just a secluded little spot at the end of a dead-end street. Today, it's a hub. Dozens of people park nearby and walk down with buckets, bottles, and jerry cans to collect water that flows out of two dozen openings in the white pipe. One of the people here today is Faik Schwartz. He fills his bottles and then washes his face beside the pipe and takes a drink. It's not just that he needs to supplement the water he can draw from his tap. He also doesn't trust his tap water because the reservoirs that supply the city are so low that he believes a lot of sediment is coming through.
One of my flatmates actually had a problem with his stomach due to drinking the water that came out of the tap.
The city says water is safe for drinking, but Schwartz feels better when he fetches water here.
Which is, I think, much safer and pure.
There you go.
Schwartz has strapped a black milk crate to his bike, and with some careful tying of twine, he can carry 5 oversized bottles of water, each about a gallon and a half. Cape Town has been warning that the city's taps may run dry because its reservoirs are nearly empty after 3 years of drought. That day would be called day zero. To avoid it, the city set tight limits on how much water people can use at home. It also hiked water rates. But if you have time, you can get free relief in dozens of natural springs in Cape Town. They bubble up from a deep underground aquifer, and there are many that haven't been incorporated into the municipal water system. So more people have started coming here in the last few months. Riaz Rawood watches people take their turns at the pipe from his perch on a stack of concrete blocks. He's a physical therapist who used to come here just for breaks from his office nearby.
I mean, who can't like the city? I mean, it's green, you've got a spring, mountain, blue sky.
A beautiful setting, but it was actually tough to get to the spring itself.
The water used to gush out of a 20-centimeter diameter pipe, and you literally had to go down the stairs, bend over, get your legs wet, and then play with a little pipe in order to fill up your can.
When Rawood saw that the spring had become a destination, he decided to make it more accessible. He's the one who installed the bigger white plastic pipe and punched it full of holes. The scene at Newlands can be a little jarring. On the one hand, there's a drought, which is why everyone's here. On the other, there's water literally gushing at this site.
You know, it just runs, you know.
Maureen Khran is a retiree. Cape Town's wealthiest residents have spent as much as $15,000 to drill boreholes and tap into the groundwater under their houses. The city's poorest residents live in townships, where they've had to rely on water from common pipes for years. Khran is in between these two extremes, and she thinks about the higher water rates.
I only get a certain amount of money in a month, so I can't pay extra.
Collecting water at the spring has become a little ecosystem. When there are lines, people talk together. Porters cart jugs and buckets uphill to people's cars, and those are often parked bumper to bumper, which can be a pain for some of the neighbors.
We live half a block from the spring.
Up the street, Mark Long locks his front gate. He's the priest at the local church, and sometimes the water collectors fill up the church parking lot or block the streets.
And in fact, I had some parishioners on the corner who sold their house and moved out, because they just couldn't get out at all.
The city has taken some responsibility. On the day I visit, police keep people moving and direct cars as they park. And there can be some positives to having a spring in Porter's just next door. Long says the Porters bring water to the church's school during the week.
Are we getting halfway?
People here say some days things can get testy, with long lines and arguments over people taking more than their share of water. But on this Saturday afternoon, it's downright pastoral, with a sense of easy camaraderie among the people waiting to fill their containers.
Really, I enjoy what I'm doing every day when I come here.
Abbas Mustafa has filled 18 bottles, and he sits for a minute to catch his breath. Do you think a day will come where they have to turn off the taps in Cape Town?
I hope not, but we try to save the water and see how much we can.
Mustafa says he'll save that water until the rains come back. For The World, Daniela Cheslow, Cape Town.